Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. This is Dhwani here. I hope you're doing lovely today. So let's tune into Cautious Relationships. Today, I would like to share with you something about how to overcome jealousy. Comparison will strip you of power, of grace, and influence. Each person is unique. How then can you possibly compare unique to unique? You can't. And when you try, you annihilate your brilliance, as said by Amy Larson. The deeper we travel inward on our personal development journey, we begin to see that no emotion or feeling happens by accident, right? Every outer situation that prompts an emotion inside us is another opportunity for us to heal something. It is a sign to become cautious of something inside of us that we may have been repressing or afraid to look at. We can be assured that any emotion that we have been afraid to experience will continue to surface until we have faced it head on. No feeling just goes away without being healed properly through raising to a vibration where that said emotion can no longer exist. So for anyone who is attached to their limiting subconscious belief systems, it is no surprise that all emotions are stemming from that belief system which is out of alignment with the truth of who they are. Peace, perfection, and pure happiness is actually our natural state of being. So anything that makes us feel otherwise can only indicate that our ego is attached to a belief based in fear, unworthiness, or doubt. One of the most painful and frustrating emotions of all to deal with is jealousy, right? To feel as though you want something that you cannot have in that moment can feel completely dissatisfying and unfulfilling. But what is the root cause of jealousy? What is the underlying belief that we are holding about life that prompts jealousy to occur? Pinpointing the root cause is what will eventually bring about lasting transformation and healing within our energetic fields. And the first step is to stop comparing yourself. If you compare yourself to others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself, as said by Max Ehrman. The first thing jealousy relies on in order to exist inside of our psyche is comparison. To feel jealous is to compare what you have with what someone else has. Now, of course, comparison can feel great when we are the ones coming out on top. But with all highs must come a low, right? The more we pinpoint the imperfections of others, the more painful it is when the universe throws a humbling circumstance in your direction, only to allow you to see both sides of the spectrum. It is when we are attached to being amazing at everything that we have the hardest time dealing with seeing others succeed. Jealousy also comes from an ego that reinforces its sense of self by seeing how less it is than others. When you feel inferior to others, it can be common to experience some level of jealousy. The blessings you see others receiving remind you of your own unworthiness and undeservedness. Comparison can only arise from an ego that does not realize its own uniqueness. All beings, all souls, all humans, everything in this on this earth are not only completely unique and special, but every journey, every soul's journey is different. There is no right or wrong way to live life. There is only what is right and wrong for you. When you understand that your journey is customized to the soul lessons you have chosen to partake in during this incarnation, it becomes easier to stay focused on your own growth. The only comparison that is beneficial is between us and former selves. So, the second step is to listen to what your heart is really trying to say. The ego has often been called the inner child inside of our hearts that is begging for our attention. If each emotion is approached as such, it becomes easier to heal the emotions that are arising in our awareness. Jealousy indicates that the attention and love that our inner child is asking for is being given to someone else's life. I know it is easier to say than to do, but if we focus all our concern and energy on the life of another person, our inner child can begin to feel neglected. I want what they have is actually our inner child saying, I want the attention that you're constantly giving to other people's lives. In this respect, the amount of jealousy we feel towards someone else is directly proportionate to the lack of love we have given to ourselves or to our own hearts. If we can imagine a real child that is never given love by their parent, unless it is living up to the standards of others or the society, it is easy to see how a child would begin to resent other people the parent compares him or her to, right? If a child is only validated when it has lived up to someone else's level of success, then the child is never celebrated for his or her own unique gifts. This is exactly how our own inner child feels when we compare it to those whose journeys have nothing to do with ours. So by complimenting ourselves and recognizing our unique talents rather than focusing on others, we will begin to transform jealousy into confidence in our own selves, right? Now the third step is to understand that jealousy is a natural emotion that is here to help you. By approaching each emotion as another opportunity for us to heal something inside of us, we will begin moving through a transformative healing process. There's nothing wrong with being jealous. It is only a natural emotion that every one of us will experience at some point or another in life, right? So instead of repressing it, we begin to recognize it as a signal that we may be spending too much time focusing on the wrong person. We will begin to raise to a level of consciousness where jealousy no longer needs to exist. Well, that was all for now. So stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. And please share this episode so that more and more people can benefit. And click the subscribe button and especially the bell icon for my YouTube viewers, so that you get notified every time I upload a new episode. And you're more than welcome to join our Facebook group, Conscious Relationships, or follow me on Instagram, conscious.relationships. The link is in the description box below or in the About section. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening. And have a good time. Bye-bye.